And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of October. Today is the birthday of Nisha Vora, born on this day in 1987. Lawyer turned YouTube star Nisha Vora is known for starting the vegan cooking channel Rainbow Plant Life. The channel has over 1.45 million subscribers. Nisha has published two cookbooks, The Vegan Instant Pot Cookbook and Big Vegan Flavor, Techniques and 150 Recipes to Master Vegan Cooking. Her second cookbook, Big Vegan Flavor, was nominated for the 2025 James Beard Award. Vora's parents emigrated from Mumbai, India. They gave Nisha three career paths to choose from: medicine, engineering, or law. So she chose law. After law school, Vora worked in a big law firm and a smaller nonprofit, but realized that she did not like the legal profession. She used cooking and eventually food blogging as a way to cope with the stress of legal work and became involved in food photography and recipe development. Ultimately, she left her career as a lawyer in 2016 in order to focus fully on being a vegan food blogger. In 2017, Vora worked for a food startup while maintaining her social media presence. In 2018, she was contacted by Penguin Random House with an offer to turn recipes from her fledgling vegan cooking blog, Rainbow Plant Life, into a book, The Vegan Instant Pot Cookbook, Wholesome, Indulgent, Plant-Based Recipes. Vora does credit law school with the writing, research, and analytical skills needed for her current work, saying that when she was developing a chocolate chip recipe, she did a mountain of research on ingredient ratios in non-vegan chocolate chip cookies, the percentage of butter, the percentage of eggs, so that she could come up with a recipe that tastes just as delicious and is just as chewy and has crispy edges as a regular chocolate chip cookie. She brings this super analytical lens that comes from having a background as a law student and as a lawyer. Nisha Vora said, "I've always considered myself a nonviolent person, someone who has compassion for others and wants to stand up against oppression. With going vegan, it felt like it was a natural extension of my identity and beliefs to move in that direction. I noticed that when I ate meat, I felt weighed down, so I stopped eating meat first. I also wanted to learn more about where my food was coming from. That led me to watch many documentaries on agribusiness and factory farming, and I became vegan pretty quickly from that point on. Having a strong ethical foundation or reason for doing this has made it a lot easier than just doing it as a diet." Find the link in today's show notes for Nisha Vora's unbeatable vegan chili recipe. And today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, join the Animal Activism Collective for Communicating Effectively with Non-Vegans with Anita, the Vegan Mindset Coach. Meet Anita, the Vegan Mindset Coach. Her philosophy is vegans are an inspiration and a positive example for the non-vegan world to follow by living happy, healthy, and fulfilled lives in alignment with their values and their purpose. Communicating effectively with non-vegans, including friends, family, and acquaintances, is extremely challenging. Fortunately, there are communication skills we can learn and master. In this live program, you will learn why communication with non-vegans is so frustrating and hard, what it means to communicate strategically and productively, the benefits of effective communication, and examples, tips, and tools. Find the link for this event in today's show notes. And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. God, you are everywhere. It is I who cannot always see you, cannot always behold you. You are in the morning sunrise and the clouds that block it. You are in my friendships and even in my enemies. You are in what I treasure and what I take for granted. It is hard for me, God, to imagine you in the slaughterhouse. Is it possible you are there? I know you are everywhere. You are in the revealed and the hidden, the joyful and the painful. You must be there in the killer and the killed. Now I see, God, you are needed there. Those who kill need you, and those who are killed need you. Clouded or not, the sunrise will always reveal you. Befriended or alienated, my friendships will always contain you. And God, until it ceases to exist, the slaughterhouse will always need you. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to bring healing and peace to this world.